It's the Smucker's Uncrustables Radio Hour with round, soft, pillowy bread filled with delicious PB&J. Here's your host, Uncrustables.
Caller on line 3. What's eating you?
No one.
Crust, is that you?
Ugh.
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, crust.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 84 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way, and on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yeah, so this one is especially for you, Shay.
Oh my God, what?
I love you so. So there's more updates for Island 2. So the first part of the second season of Island, which is the program that formed the boy group ENHYPEN, will start on the 25th of June. I don't know if that's when film is going to start or if the show is going to start, because it's very confusing. So it says the first part is meant to start the 25th of June and then the second part on the 13th of August. So I guess have a look out. Mm-hmm. That's all that's been said. Nothing else. No. Literally, that's it.
Do you know if it's like gonna be a guy version again or a girl version?
I think it was reported earlier that it will be a girl version.
Okay.
But I am not sure. But I think from earlier reports from last year, they were saying it was meant to be the girl version.
So kind of following that 101 way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So, be on the lookout for that. More news for you, Shay, because it's all for you, baby girl. So, you know how I personally thought NCT Hollywood was dead in the water?
Yes.
It's not. It's not. Apparently, it's been reported that SM is working still with MGM, which is a major American production company, for the debut of the new unit, NCT Hollywood. No dates or anything has been set up yet, but the fact that it's coming up again, meaning it's still in the works. I don't know why I'm such a hater for this. I don't know where this is going.
I don't know what to expect. You know what's super random? But I had a dream about Johnny last night. And I don't dream about people. I hardly remember my dreams. I couldn't even tell you what happened. But maybe it's a sign. I don't know what
Johnny
the correlation is.
Johnny came to you in a dream for NCT.
Really? I can't give any context.
You can see the future? Wow. I
can
didn't
see
know
into
that.
The future.
But yeah, NCT Hollywood is still happening, guys. It feels like a fever dream. But no dates, no nothing, as I said before. And also, SM is preparing for the debut of NCT Tokyo as well, which I think is interesting.
Oh, that's going to be good. Wait, I'm assuming, is it going to be a thing kind of like the way Wavy is, where they're going to take existing Japanese members and then add in some more?
I'm guessing. I think that may be the best way, but I don't know how this works. Somehow Mark's going to be in both.
Probably. Even though he's Canadian and not Japanese, he will be there.
Shh, it's fine. We can just pretend. Maybe they'll, you know.
Love Mark.
But yeah, just be on the lookout for that. And last but not least, Treasure fans. So on the 28th of May, Korean time, YG Entertainment shared Treasure's upcoming plans. Treasure has started preparing for their new album with the aim to make a summer comeback, and their title track has already been chosen. According to YG, Treasure has started their comeback preparations early as a major project is ahead for the group in celebration of their two-year anniversary in August. The group has plans to hold another concert in Korea. This will be before they head out for their Japanese arena tour. Treasure will temporarily promote as a 10-member group, as Yidam will be taking time off to focus on studying music production, and someone else, I didn't write their name, someone else is currently staying in Japan with his family.
Okay.
And is extending his break due to health reasons. I think it's Mashio. I don't know if I'm saying his name right.
I think I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I didn't write their name down. But I think it's him. But yeah, that's about it already. So that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want to comment on or you want us to speak about, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, questions, stories, dilemmas, etc. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can submit a form on kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is Blackpink is a group of soloists, like they really are! And why do K-pop companies keep debuting groups just to let them gather dust?
Mm.
Okay, so the first part, Blackpink is a group of soloists, like they really are.
I don't think they're a group of soloists. I think they're a group of models and influencers, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
That just can sing. That's what I think. Because I feel like, just say, I don't know, they turn around tomorrow and decided that they're going to break up. Except for maybe Rosé. I can't really see the others really wanting to do music like that. I feel like Jennie would go down the more... She'd be like an ambassador for a brand and that kind of vibe. Lisa will probably tap in more into the dance side. She may, you know, throw out the odd rap track here and there, but she's I can't really see her like being in her music bag like that. Jisoo actually auditioned for YG to be an actor.
Yeah, or I remember actress. Hearing that. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she'll just use the leverage of her popularity to act more, because I feel like that's what she wants to do anyway.
Mm.
I don't feel like, as collectively, as a group, as I said, apart from Rosé, I don't really feel like they're into music like that.
No, I can get that perspective. I think this isn't discrediting them as a group. I think they work really well as a group. They're amazing performers. That works well. But they're... We see a lot in groups in the past, but I think something that's very unique about them is that, God forbid, not to upset the Blinks, but if they disbanded tomorrow, they would all still be active in their respective areas. Like, I can't think of one that would just fizzle out.
Yeah. I just don't think it would be music. That's my thing.
Yeah. Like you said, like, Jisoo would probably continue down the acting path. I definitely see Jennie following more of that fashion line and... influencing, I don't know, but not to discredit who like, she is.
When I say influencing, I don't mean like, there's nothing wrong with being an influencer, but even when you said down the fashion line, she's still influencing. Like,
exactly.
She's rocking Chanel, whatever. She's influencing you to buy Chanel, so she's influencing. It's just
See her going down the route of like having her own fashion label.
No, I don't see that. I just mean like her working with brands.
Yeah, no, I could say that in the beginning, but I think she also kind of has a very unique style to me, and I think that could transition into its own thing in some way. That's just like an extra side thought. I think Rosé could probably continue in the music space. And then I think Lisa would dabble in the music space, but maybe more so from a dance perspective.
Yeah.
But yeah. I get where this person's coming from, but I think they also work pretty well as a group.
Yep.
And then on to the second part of this unpopular opinion. This person said, and why do K-pop companies keep debuting groups just to let them gather dust?
I think it's greed and FOMO. Mm. The reason why I say this is because obviously they gather all these trainees and they see their potential, what they can do. And a part of them... I feel like companies kick themselves when they hear, for example, oh, this idol was kicked out of X company and now they're like the biggest moneymaker in Korea. And they're like, I feel like there's a certain fear there and it's greed because they don't have the facilities to, it's either their older groups get dashed to the side, or they debut a group and then you don't hear from them in months, and then you forget that they're there, and then they come back or they debut eventually and you're like, no offense, I don't care anymore. And also, this also reminds me of, I think it was Lehigh, when she left YG.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she did like one of those YouTube videos. I can't remember. Like, not like a company YouTube video thing. Like those kind of Jubilee cut Korean versions, right?
Okay.
Where fans could ask her questions or whatever. And I think someone must have asked a question along the line of, oh, how come you didn't really have that many comebacks or whatever? And she was explaining that there's like five teams or something. So only like five groups can be allocated to each team, if that makes sense. So that as well. So of course, especially YG, because I'm using Lee as an example, they have more than five groups. But if you don't have like a designated team at that time, then you're just sitting waiting around.
Yeah, I would agree with your point, especially around FOMO. I think it's like, oh, like that's why I think more so than back in the day, we see a lot of these new groups that come out that represent trends that are currently popular, not so much bringing their own style or flavor to the table. And trends change all the time. So the minute that that's gone, and if you don't really have a next step for that group or artist in terms of what their own color is, I think that could also be contributing to why we see a lot of them sort of fizzle out and gather dust. Yeah, because I can't name any off the top of my head, but I know there's been quite a few debuts, at least within like the last 2 years or so, and I barely heard anything from them since their debut.
Because even when I think of like the Gather Dust thing, it's more of they don't even have a chance to promote anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like back in the day there was more space of groups trying out new things or trying out a certain style, and maybe it doesn't pick up at first, but then slowly things change. Like one group that comes to mind is, I remember when Mamamoo debuted, and even though they were okay, but they weren't winning a lot of like the M Countdowns or the show or whatever. They only started building momentum maybe from, I want to say, maybe a bit before HIP or HIP. And again, I feel like now, because companies have 6 million groups, they're trying to debut every like a group a year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give groups time to actually grow and try and find their sound, or do you get what I mean?
That's a good point. I think that's quite true. And I think compared to back in the day, not saying that we wouldn't see some similarities, but once again, going back to the point of we're seeing a lot of a similar thing, you might debut a group that has one style and then a year later debuting another group that has almost that exact same style, or a group that's like, it's not to be rude, it's just the word that's come to mind, but like it's cosplaying an older group that was quite popular but has fizzled out now, and then you're creating this like younger one to sort of take their place. Yeah, so there's a few different reasons, but I wish, like you said, more groups were getting a chance to like mature into their sound, have a chance to break through a bit more before someone else is the center of attention.
Yeah.
But yes, that's that. Thank you for the unpopular opinion. This next person said, people who used to be armies but choose to unstan because of BTS's popularity were always fake fans from the start. I think this can be looked at from a few different perspectives. Mm. One, when we say popularity, is it like these people that you're referring to didn't want to see BTS thrive, and then they're thriving and then they're upset about that and understanding them? Or the popularity that they grew to also meant that the fandom grew, and just maybe the fandom culture to some extent, not on the full scale, but to some extent may have changed from what it was like in the beginning. I know understanding is like a big deal, because people be like, no, if you're understanding because of this, like that means you never really liked them or you never really supported them. But I think understanding is more like the formal way of putting something. You might not formally, oh my gosh, you're making this sound like a job, but you might not formally or like officially be a part of a fandom anymore. It doesn't mean you dislike the artist.
Yeah.
But you might just be removing yourself from that fandom pocket.
Because that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of, I don't want this title.
Yeah.
And maybe they may not engage in fandom activities. Like
exactly.
Watch all the Bangtan bombs and run and etc. But they still like listening to BTS when they want to listen to BTS. Then I get that. Also, there are people that they only like things when it's niche to them.
Mm.
And then because like, oh, everyone's listening to them, so I don't want to listen to them anymore. Then there's that. There's people that just don't have time to follow groups anymore. So I feel like some people may feel like they're unworthy to call themselves an army, right?
Yeah.
But they may dip in every couple of months or so to be like, oh, what are they up to? Oh, that's cool. Oh, I don't like this or whatever. And they listen that way, but they may not necessarily say, oh, I'm an army. Because I feel like even just saying, and again, this is no offense to armies, but I feel like there's a connotation when you say, oh, I'm an army. Not just because of the small minority that are crazies, but because of how dedicated a lot of armies are.
Exactly. It's like, are you even qualified?
So it's just like, some people may just feel like, I'm unqualified to call myself an army, because they may feel like, okay, I don't buy their albums. I just stream, or I don't listen to them on a daily or consistent basis. I just listen here and there. So I feel like, I can call myself maybe a fan, but I couldn't call myself like an army. Mm. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think that
makes complete sense.
It makes them fake. And sometimes you just grow out of a group. I mean, and it may seem that way because, oh, you're just saying that because they're popular. But BTS's style has changed in a way in terms of, okay, they may still have the similar tracks on their album, but in terms of if you just look at their title tracks or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like it's changing, especially when they started breaking into, you know, the US market. And there's loads of people, believe it or not, that are not fans of the Dynamites and then the, what's the other one? My mind's gone blank.
Oh, Permission to Dance?
Permission to Dance, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's just some people that are just like, I don't like this sound. They call people's. And because I don't like that sound, they may not even bother to look at, there might be tracks on the album that they like, but they're like, this is not for me. And a lot of people, I'm sorry, I'm going off now. Also, again, I know it's a small percent, and I don't think it's just armies. I feel like it's music fans in general, not even just K-pop, but a lot of you are ageist. A lot of you are ageist. I saw a tweet maybe last week or a couple of days ago, this woman said that she went to, what concert did she go to? I think she went to an Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Okay.
And I think she was, I don't know, I think she was like 30 something. And the girl that was standing next to her must have been, oh, how old are you? She was like, oh yeah, I'm 32 or whatever. And the other woman laughed at her and was like, oh. I'm 20, like I've never met someone that's older. And I'm just like, so once you pass 25, you don't listen to music anymore. Like you just like, okay, that's it, no fun. Not allowed to be on social media because we're meant to be going to work because you can't do both. Like it baffles me. And there was a lot of people in the thread that was like, yeah, I'm 50, and when I went to a Taylor Swift concert, people made me feel awkward, or people were slightly snapping me to like make jokes because I'm older and I was by myself or XYZ. And even I feel like it's even hard, especially if you're like an older guy, because people just think, oh, like that's weird, like you can't be listening, especially like if you go to watch like a younger female artist. Like, oh, like you're being pervy, you're being, so there's a lot of that as well.
Yeah, no, true. So, like, some people might be, quote-unquote, understanding because they don't feel so they fit the criteria to be a part of that fandom anymore. And like super random, but a huge contrast to that, where it's like weird in the West. The majority of it, like, I think maybe male idols as well and male artists and groups, but especially female artists and performers in Japan, majority of the fandoms are like 30 plus year old men. So it is funny to sort of think about. But yeah, I wouldn't say that they weren't real fans from the beginning. People change, people evolve, and they might not feel as though they qualify anymore, and that's completely fine. Yes, so that's that. And then moving on to our very last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, Stray Kids are the leaders when it comes to fourth gen. Look at the numbers. What numbers? Sorry, that sounded really bad. We wasn't provided with any numbers.
Okay, so first of all, if you're going to say that, provide numbers, but I know what you're talking about. Basically, okay. I don't know if it was Billboard. I don't know. There was some sort of list of like the top 10 or top 20 albums that have sold. I don't know if it's like this year or last year. And I feel like they were the only or one of the only K-pop groups on there.
Oh, wow.
And I think they do a lot of, they do break a lot of Billboard records and stuff like that. But Stray Kids are doing bits, you know.
Oh.
Even though like there's a, I do see a lot of people that try to argue, oh, all they do is make noise, music and da da da. I'm like, well, people are listening to it.
No, to be fair, out of all of like a lot of the fourth gen and even like prior generations of K-pop artists and musicians, I think Stray Kids actually stick to their color very well. They came out as this like rocky, edgy boy group, and that's their thing. So respect to them, I guess.
Yeah.
I wasn't being shady. Love Stray Kids. I know some of the Stray Kids songs.
What numbers? But okay, just piggybacking off of that. Like when you guys send stuff, you can't just say, oh, so and so outsold so and so and leave it at that. Okay, where are you getting this information from? From your head? From your armpit? Like,
no, I honestly thought that like we had something that was wrongly submitted. I was like reading, enjoying the sentence, look at the numbers, getting ready for the numbers. Sentence. There was no numbers. But yeah, no, that makes sense. And they're pretty big in Japan as well, aren't they?
I think. I couldn't tell you. But they're very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
That makes sense.
It's not really unpopular opinion. Yeah. That's pretty factual.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, there are some amazing fourth gen girl groups, but I feel like the male groups are really driving this generation of groups so far. I think the girl groups are doing some amazing things too, but the guy groups
are you think so? I feel like, I don't know, I feel like girls are dominating, no?
Really? No, I'm welcome to be educated because I only see what pops
up on my TikTok
feed.
I'm not saying
what I'm
saying is fine, but I just think, what generation are we in now?
We're fourth, we're not fifth yet.
Yeah, so like, you know, you have your Itzy's, you have your Stacy's, yes. You have your... Yeah. My mind's just gone blank, but...
Who else is there? IVE.
IVE.
There is...
Is it Mix. Weekly? Weekly?
Yeah, I think Weekly's a thing. There's NMIX, there's...
Is NMIX... They've just come out, so it's kind of hard to...
Yeah.
I'm talking about girls that are like, they're doing bits, like their songs are doing bits. NMIX was more of right now, I'm not saying that they won't come in and stomp down the place, but I'm saying in terms of songs, because I feel like the reason why people were talking about them was because people were confused at first. I'm not saying people don't like the song now, but...
They were the one with the like sporty Coke...
Yeah, the Coca-Cola. The
okay. There's, is it Keeper? Like what? Kepler?
Oh, yeah.
There's a few. Maybe it's a good mix, but...
Who are the guys? No disrespect to the guys. I'm just trying to think. That are doing bits. That are not BTS. And that are not... Well, BTS is not even fourth gen anyway, but...
obviously there's the Stray Kids. TXT. TXT, pretty good. There's a few. Maybe I just see boy groups more.
Maybe.
I don't know. For me, in my opinion, at least from what's on my feed, because... My education comes from my TikTok feed. I know that's not reliable, but
I feel like I see. Educated.
I know. Look at me. I feel like I see more groups, and when I boy groups, when I say I see them, I mean activities in between, like their concerts or them on shows or their own pieces of things that they produce and whatnot. I don't feel as though I see girl groups as much, I feel like except for comebacks.
Boy groups are doing bits, but I'm saying in terms of if we're talking about numbers, we're talking about their songs. I'm more likely
I don't
hear like a girl group song or a section of a girl group bit go be replayed on TikTok.
True.
Whether that's in the TikTok community or outside and people don't even know that it is K-pop.
Yeah.
I feel like they're doing bits.
Yeah, so really probably songs in terms of like, I'm not saying that boy groups don't have songs that go viral and whatnot. I definitely hear more girl group song snippets that go around. Like in terms of just activities in general, I see more boy groups. Mm-hmm. That's just how my feed is. But yeah, maybe it's 50-50. Maybe they're all doing the do's and working hard, fighting.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yeah, so those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. Remember, if you have any thoughts, feelings, unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas, you can send them to us on socials or submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou. And today we have a bit of a question for both of us. This person said, if you both had to give everyone left in EXO other jobs,
why have to be shady?
What would they be? Or why? You could have just said everyone in EXO.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my god. Okay, wait, who's left?
We've done NCT before, didn't we?
Yes, we've done NCT and we gave them British jobs.
Yeah, I was like, are we doing the same thing for EXO? Are we going to do British jobs?
Or just
jobs in general?
I think lines of work in general. They might be British or whatever, so.
Okay, let's start with Kai.
Okay.
Kai, I feel like if Abercrombie and Fitch was still a thing, he'd be working there.
I was going to say, like, super random. I was going to say either just, like, a dance influencer or a Fashion Nova model. No context. That's just my answer. I'm sorry.
I don't see it. I see him in Abercrombie.
I don't think I've ever been in this. I don't know what that means.
So basically, I don't think they exist anymore, or they've rebranded to Hollister. But
okay,
they used to be like this store. They were like really popular in the early noughties, guys. And they were basically just hire good-looking people.
Oh, and that makes sense.
The store was kind of like a nightclub. So it would be dark in there. It would smell really nice in there. But only the pretty people worked at the front. Ooh. And the people that they didn't deem pretty would work in the stock room. There was a whole lawsuit about this.
Wait, I just Googled them. Why does it look... What is this? Why are they shirtless?
Yeah, so like I actually used to...
Is that hygienic? Anymore. Is that allowed?
They used to have like models at the they were hired as models, but they would just stand like they'd be like topless guys standing outside of the store to entice people to come in.
That's so strange. I wouldn't go in.
I don't think I ever went in one. I think I only went in one once, but that's because my friend was working there.
Oh.
But yeah. I feel like there's a whole documentary about it on Netflix, if anyone's interested. Because, it was very dodgy. And at one point, they would only hire, like, American beauties. So, white, good-looking, ripped people. So...
Well, the more you know.
Edumacation. So, there we go.
Okay, so that's Kai. Who else Baek-hyun? Oh, Becky. Oh.
He's a tricky one.
I feel like he would be like the lead vocalist in like a really popular church choir situation.
Oh, I see that more for Dio. I see like Dio being like a Dio leading a choir or something.
I was going to say that because obviously he has the chords to do that, but I feel like Dio, I was going to give him like a very minimalistic quiet job, like a librarian.
Mm, not a librarian.
Because he's just cute into himself and quiet. Okay. What about you for Baekhyun?
I could see him be like a vocal teacher or something.
Okay.
But he's just like very extra how he teaches. Like he's loud.
Honestly.
Like he's the music teacher that's loud. He's just, oh yeah, sir's in today. I can hear him. I can hear him in maths. That's what came to my mind for Baekhyun.
Yeah.
Sehun?
You know what, this isn't gonna sound bad. I think even if he had this, he would be happy. I feel like he would just be young, rich, and pretty for no reason. Like, he doesn't need a job. Like, he can just continue with his existing job. I love... Sehun is, like, I don't know his whole life story, Love EXO, but he's just so unproblematic. He just minds his business and is chilling somewhere, being young, rich, and pretty. I love that for him. So, yes.
I don't see him doing anything, as you said. I'm not like, that sounds really bad, but in terms of, he's just living.
Exactly.
That's it. He'll just post, he'll just post on Instagram about how well off he is. And like, that's how he will make money, more money. Because everyone's like, oh my God, his life, so amazing.
He would just be like, oh, Paris Hilton. Like, he would, that,
yeah,
he would just
like be. Yeah, socialite.
Exactly. And that makes sense. Who else is there?
Chanyeol.
Oh, this is a good one.
Chanyeol, what are you doing? Don't know, just popped into my mind. JD Sports.
That is so random.
Because he's tall, I just see him in the striped shirt. I don't know, with a lanyard, helping people find trainers. I don't know. There's no thought process behind this. It's just vibes. It's the first thing that came to my head.
Or like a model in like a very niche area.
Streetwear.
Not even streetwear. Like, I mean like a niche body part. Like a wrist model. I don't know why.
Girl.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who else is there? There's Schumann. I feel like Schumann could be a martial arts instructor. I don't know why.
What? I do not see that, but sure.
I don't know.
Schumann. Oh, Schumann's interesting. What is my mind telling me? Schumann. At a theatre.
That is so random.
This makes no sense. There's no... Don't ask me questions. That's where he is. Yeah, theatre box office, that's where he is.
Fair enough. Okay.
Thank you.
Suho? Suho. Young, rich, Hwa Jung-nim, just CEO of the company vibes.
Yes, I see it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can see, yeah. I don't know why, but I pictured Suho like really old, right? Like he's like a proper, he's been in the game CEO, but
yeah,
he's old at this point and he just has like a young thing on his arm. I don't know why, but it's what I see.
I'm so
like
done.
His wife would be a good 15 years younger than him.
I'm so done.
That's what I see.
Fair enough.
And she's a baddie. She's always in the Lamborghini.
I'm so dumb. No, that makes sense. Actually, quick rewind back to Baekhyun. I don't even remember what I said for Baekhyun. I think, was it choir?
Yeah, choir. Yeah.
He could also, I could really also see him in like Broadway. And I think he may have dabbled in Broadway already, but I could see him doing that.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Chen.
Oh. Chen low-key gives me nursery teacher vibes.
I see it.
He just seems like nice and patient.
Are we going to say Lei? Is he in EXO?
I'm going to include Lei. He's in EXO in my heart. I feel like he would just be also in that niche of just like young, rich CEO, but in China, which is him already. So not much of a job change. That just makes sense to me.
Yeah. I think that's everyone, right?
I think so. Did we miss anyone? Yeah, no, that seems about right.
Yeah, because then they said they don't want us to talk about Tao, Liu Han, or Chris. So. I mean, Chris is in jail, but okay. Yeah, so that's it, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was that. If you want to send us any other questions, feel free to. But now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything that we've been watching, listening to, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
This is actually for you. I don't know why I'm just like so attentive.
Oh my gosh.
This is. So you'd be happy to know. You may already know this, actually. I don't know.
Okay.
But Sik K shaved that beard off. He's shaved for you, babes.
I'm getting emotional.
Yeah, I think he was performing somewhere. I can't remember where, but the beard was gone.
I'm all for showing your personality. And if it sparked joy for him, I'm not going to judge that. But it was really giving historical drama. But he wasn't dressing historically. It was like historical roadman and... It was a moment, and at least he can say he did it and he can tell the kids one day. But yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That was all my radar. That's all. That's it.
Thank you. That was a whole moment. On my radar. Still enjoying. I feel like my radar is always the same for like 5 week periods. I'm still enjoying Woody the Virgin. It's really funny. I also found out that you apparently can't write the word virgin on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I posted like a clip of the drama that I was interesting, that I was enjoying, and that was quite funny. And I wrote the name of the drama in the caption because we know how people are on TikTok. They are impatient. So I was like, I'm just going to give you the name, the hashtags. And then I was getting all these comments like, where's the name? Stop gatekeeping, girl. I know you can see our comments. And I was like, what? Like the name is literally in the caption, but for some reason I could still see my caption but no one else could see the caption, so I did think I was going mad for a little bit, but that was fun. And
so
I'm
so weird, so sorry to cut you off. So what does Virgin Media do then?
I don't know. I literally had to repost the video and write virgin but with like exclamation marks, like where the eye is meant to be and stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. I also thought that there would be like a community and fandom for Jane the Virgin, the original program on TikTok. And I'm sure they find a way around it, but I found that out. And I'm almost finished Crystal's drama, which has actually been quite good. I'd like to see Crystal in some other things too. I know she's been in something previously, which I might check out, but yeah. That's that.
So that's it, guys. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you can send in any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to Shanice's website anonymously, which is kpopbox.co.uk/How You At You, or you can drop them to us on socials.
Yes, I've been Shanice from kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_mostthings or kpopbox1. For YouTube.
Yes, and I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on most platforms at The K-Way.
And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.